BITSO's peso stablecoin MXNB goes live on Basebase set on June 9, 2026 that MXNB, a Mexican peso stablecoin issued by BITSO, is launching on its network. The announcement came directly from the Base account on X, framing the move as part of its effort to bring more of the world on-chain with currencies other than the US dollar. The post was short on rollout specifics, but the signal itself matters. Base, the Coinbase-incubated Ethereum Layer 2, has spent the past year courting stablecoins denominated in something other than dollars. Adding a peso token from BITSO, one of Latin America's largest crypto exchanges, extends that roster into a market where local currency demand is real rather than theoretical. A dollar network adds a second currency. Most on-chain stablecoin volume still settles in USD pegged tokens. That works for traders and for cross-border transfers priced in dollars, but it leaves a gap for anyone who earns, saves, and spends in pesos. Every conversion in and out of a dollar stablecoin carries a spread, and those spreads compound for users who move money frequently. A peso-denominated stablecoin closes part of that gap. Someone holding MXNB can keep value in the unit they actually budget in, then move it on-chain at the speed and cost of a base transaction rather than a wire or a remittance corridor. For Mexico, where remittances from the United States run into the tens of billions of dollars each year, a peso stablecoin that settles cheaply is more than a novelty. BITSO has been building toward this for a while. The exchange has positioned itself as a settlement layer for cross-border flows between the United States and Mexico, and a peso stablecoin it controls fits that strategy. Putting MXNB on Base gives it a low-fee venue with deep tooling and a direct line to Coinbase's ecosystem. The card angle for Mexican users, local currency stablecoins matter most at the point of sale. When a card pulls from a dollar balance to pay a peso merchant, the user eats a conversion spread on top of any network and processing costs. A peso stablecoin removes that specific layer for in-country spending, because the funding asset and the billing currency already match. That is the same logic behind recent peso funding moves in the card space. Earlier this month, Plasma One turned on peso on-ramps for its cards in Mexico, letting users fund directly in local currency instead of routing through USD first. MXNB on Base pushes the same idea one layer down, at the asset level, where the stablecoin itself is peso-pegged. The disclosed fee on any card is rarely the full cost. Network spreads, conversion at the moment of payment, and on-chain gas all add up. A peso stablecoin attacks the conversion piece directly. It does not erase the others, and it does nothing for a U.S. cardholder spending dollars, but for a Mexican user paying a Mexican merchant, it strips out a step that quietly costs money on every swipe. Base keeps stacking local currencies. The MXNB launch is one move in a broader pattern. Base has been adding stablecoins tied to specific economies rather than relying solely on the dollar, betting that the next wave of on-chain users will want to transact in their own currency. A peso token from a regional heavyweight is a logical next brick. Whether MXNB gains real traction depends on liquidity, on how many wallets and apps integrate it, and on whether merchants and remittance services route through it. An announcement is a starting line, not a finish. Issuance on a major layer 2 lowers the friction for builders to plug it in, which is the point of launching there in the first place. For now, the takeaway is concrete. A Mexican peso stablecoin from a major Latin American exchange is moving on to one of Ethereum's busiest scaling networks, giving peso holders an on-chain unit that matches what they spend.